There is something special about discovering a new place, maybe even more special because not everybody else has discovered it yet, especially when it's local, thoughtfully built, and offers something a little bit different. A new lodge, 18 on the Hill, is starting to generate quite a bit of interest, not just for the setting, but also because of the experience. So what actually goes into building a place like this from scratch? And what do guests, can guests, realistically expect? Joining me, one of the founders and directors, Jesse Lemmer. Jesse, a very, very good morning to you. Hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard. Hope you're well. Yeah, all is good here from a rainy Kruger.
Okay, boy. I thought Kruger's had enough rain.
Yeah, just about. Thank God it looks like today is the final day. Let's hope.
That's good.
But the rain's not too heavy.
All right, brilliant.
So not too bad.
Brilliant. So let's just start right at the beginning. What made you decide to take on something as big as building this lodge?
Yeah, so we had a little travel company. Mm-hmm. Before getting into the actual building of the lodge.
Yes.
And then I think just like-minded people came together for the passion of the bush. I think that's how this all started. And yeah, one thing led to another, and we got cracking on building 18 on the Hill.
Have you always been a bush obsessed?
Yeah, since I was already young. Yeah. And obviously straight after school, me and my friends, you know, Saturday nights, instead of going clubbing, we would get in a car and drive to a hut at Loisaabi, full night drive, and then being Kruger for a few days. So the passion was always there.
It's incredible. Yeah. You see so many South Africans who just it's in our blood. It's the most incredible, incredible thing. So what was the biggest challenge in getting this off the ground?
I think the biggest challenge was the planning. Well, firstly, before that, you've got to find the right location.
I'd imagine that's not easy at all.
No, because you're entering the area of Greater Kruger where there aren't that many options, especially for commercial properties.
Right.
So I think it was about finding the right, firstly, location for the actual lodge footprint. But more than that, it's also about the safari experience because you want an area that's wilderness and that's not too overcrowded. With a limit on the number of vehicles and the size that you can actually traverse is important.
Before we actually go further, because you and I know what we're talking about, tell us about 18 on the Hill. What is it?
So 18 on the Hill is a 5-star graded luxury bush lodge. We have 9 luxury tented suites, each with a private plunge pool. They're about 100 square meters in size.
Yeah.
And then we have a beautiful main area that can seat the 18 adults. And of course, we are family friendly, which is something we're super proud of.
We'll
take kids of all ages.
Yeah.
It is a little unusual. So no age limit for kids on vehicle, which we really like. But obviously subject to behavior, but we will take anyone. I mean, I've got a 2-year-old who will join our drive sometimes.
So. It's so interesting because I've been to some of the private lodges where they have been quite strict on it. We weren't, if the kids were even allowed at the lodge, which was always an issue, they certainly weren't allowed on the game drives.
Yeah. So it is a policy at most lodges. But as I say, we believe kids should join the drives, and I think they're the future generation of travelers to the bush. And got to start the passion from when they're really young. And I think that's the best way, is just to be out on those vehicles and seeing everything. And, you know, they show you that the bush isn't only about the big 5. I mean, we can spend an hour at impalas, and that actually, kind of teaches you that it's about everything.
It's so funny because I always say that some of my better experiences on a game drive is actually not seeing things. Number one, because it proves it's not just a big zoo, and number two, that's actually where you start looking at those details a little bit more, and you actually learn sometimes more from those experiences than just the big 5, even though that's always great to see.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's another thing that we do as an additional activity here is we do bushwalks. So The kids can't join bushwalks, unfortunately. That is a 16-year-old age limit.
Yes.
But it's an interesting thing because, you know, a bushwalk, you don't see many animals, but you see all the small stuff. So you learn about trees, you learn about tracks, and Kruger is just so fascinating. There's so many different angles to enjoy this place. I think that's what makes it so unique.
So which area of Kruger is this?
So we're part of Balule Nature Reserve. Mm-hmm. We are on Maseke Nature Reserve. We, I would say, central Kruger. We're just about 30 k's north of Hoedspruit. So if guests were coming here, they'd land or drive to Hoedspruit and then get up north 30 k's.
Right.
So, yeah, and then we're within Greater Kruger, so there's no fences between us and the national park.
But you can't, if I recall going to some of the others there, you can't cross over into Kruger, or can you? The animals
no,
do.
No,
you
so
can't.
You have to. Exactly. So the animals have free movement, right. But yeah, as the public would have to drive up the Greater Kruger and then head to either Orpen Gate or Palaboro Gate.
Right. There's, I mean, when you're designing this, obviously there's a lot of environmental issues, I would imagine. How was that process? You know, we hear horror stories about dealing with anything to do with government. How was that process for you?
That process in the beginning was super daunting because obviously we're walking into an arena that we didn't have much knowledge in. But I can tell you, it was pleasantly surprised that we all were. The government, firstly, were 100% above board, and they were brilliant in every aspect
That's
of
amazing.
Building this lodge.
Right.
And I can't compliment them enough, from LEDIT, who are the environmental department, down to our local municipality here in Hoedspruit, Murrayling. They helped us get to where we are in a big way. The environmental study was a massive undertaking.
I'm sure.
And super proud that we did it perfectly. And you learn a lot about the bush in that moment, believe it or not, because you realize this little half a meter bush is actually a protected tree, and you've got to move a full tent just for that little bush.
Wow. Was it
so
all,
the building. We were moving the buildings just to protect the half a meter bush. That was amazing.
That is amazing. And tell me, was it always going to be tents? Was that part of the vision, or was it easier from an environmental eco perspective?
Both. We've obviously visited a lot of camps. I love the tent appeal, as in you're lying in bed at night and those lions are calling, and you feel like you're in it. Like,
yes.
You feel like there's nothing between you guys. And obviously, from an environmental perspective, building a tent is a lot less destructive to the bush than a brick and mortar structure, for example. So we tried our best to keep our footprint as low as possible.
And when you sat down to work out this, because it's not just about how beautiful the tents are, which, as you say, sound absolutely incredible, it's really also about the experience. When you designed this, do you do so with that in mind, or do you focus on, let's get the accommodation up and then we'll start looking at the experience?
So I think it's a bit of both. Like I said earlier, it's not only about finding the location of the lodge, it's about finding the area you're in. So obviously for us, in the beginning, first and foremost, you think, okay, what's the safari? What's the game viewing experience? So you've got to say, check that box to make sure that it's a good area. So thankfully, we blessed her with some amazing sightings, and not only sightings, amazing scenery, and you'll see soon. The rolling hills is just,
yes.
I mean, we have like 50 spots you can choose to go have a sundown and have the most incredible view of the Drakensberg Mountains, Blood Canyon, all of that. And then, so then you look at the experience, you check that box basically, and then you come and you look at the stand and where the lodge is going to be. And then that's when it gets exciting, because you start thinking, okay, so the one tent goes here and it's got this beautiful view, and then the main area. So it kind of all evolved one, like, hand in hand with each other.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. So what can, and probably a good time to tell our listeners, I am going to 18 on the Hill on Sunday. So we're there for 3 nights, and I am greatly, greatly looking forward to it. First time I'm coming to the lodge, what can a first-time visitor expect?
You can expect luxury accommodation. Our tent at Switch really turned out beautiful. You can expect a super friendly team. I think the thing that we are all the most proud about is the team that we've assembled here. We want it to be luxury, but we really want everyone to feel like you're at home. And most of our good feedback we get from our international guests is that they felt like they were part of the family, and that's a super important aspect to us.
Hmm.
And then obviously good food has to complement the lodge. So we're very proud of that as well, having the two kitchens. So we have
Yeah, I'm
the
going
standard
to
kitchen, and
ask
obviously
you. Yeah, so because that's one
we're
of the
going to get to
things.
the important one here.
There, exactly. We'll get to the food in a moment. But in terms of game drives and things like that.
Yeah, so two daily safaris, game drives per guided. So we've got a guide and a tracker. And yeah, if they from early morning, so you're looking at a 3 hour drive in the morning, and then middle of the day will be lunch, hot tea, and then you'll have your afternoon slash evening safari. And we're also not too strict on the whole time. So if dinner's set for 7, but you're out there at 6:30 and you stumble upon some lions like we did last night, no
Whoa,
rush.
yeah.
Enjoy it. Come back anytime.
Amazing.
So all about the experience. That's our true belief here.
And let's talk about food, because one of the huge advantages is, especially for kosher travelers, very often we go to places and my wife lands up advising in the kitchen half the time, because I mean they generally do try. But this is another level. I couldn't believe it when I was filling in that form, and it asks you to click on your requirements, and it says, nothing specific, kosher, Halav Yisrael kosher. I was so tempted to just click it for my wife just to irritate her, but I didn't. I mean, that is another level of kosher.
Yeah. So the Kosher Kitchen, we are so proud of. I'm actually so proud of our team because, we're a team of over 30, and everyone arrived there with no knowledge of kosher. It's a whole nother world.
Yeah,
And
it is.
then we start this Kosher Kitchen, and about 2 3 weeks into our journey, we end up with our first Challah Israel guests. So now we reteaching our team about kosher. They thought they were done with the learning, but they came Challah Israel. So yes, we've got a full kit, and as you said, you can just tell us on that check-in form what dietary you have, and then we make it happen.
It's actually incredible. I feel very sorry for your team, because I don't think the kosher crowd is necessarily the easiest to deal with. But absolutely amazing, and it really does take a lot of the stress out of it for kosher travelers. It really is amazing. Tell me something you've learned during the you've been open for how long now?
It's about 8 months now.
Right. So tell me something you've learned in the 8 months. Maybe something that surprised you.
I think the biggest learning curve that I had in the beginning and still today is that I'm going to go back to the team. I'm sorry, I'm harping on about that, but I
No,
think that's
go
the
for
learning
it.
curve, is that we worried a lot about the look of the lodge, we worried about the game viewing, all of that, but you we never. We thought about it, but you never actually experience it, that the team lives together for a long period. It can be 4 to 6 weeks together. And I think that's been my biggest learning experience, is how to keep everyone friends. So you're kind of taking 30 strangers and you're trying to make this family unit. So I think that's been my personal biggest learning curve, is how to blend that and how to make our team naturally friendly with each other, which I think then goes on to the guests. So I think from that perspective, that's been my biggest learning curve since we've been operational. Obviously, we had 2 years of learning curves in building the place, and that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. So interesting,
Yeah.
because you made me remember about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we were in Israel, and we were at a hotel, and we had in for Shabbat, and we had in fact brought some people. So we had a number of rooms, and the staff were just incredibly, incredibly unpleasant and rude. I eventually called the manager, and I said to him, "Do your staff hate working here?" And he said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Your staff are unhappy, And the reason I know they are unhappy is because they're making me and my visitors unhappy. If they were happy, we would feel it. And maybe I'm sensitive to that sort of thing. I even offered him, okay, I was being a bit facetious. I said, you know, I'm happy to sit with everybody and have a little bit of a session to see what's going on here, but you need to fix it because an unhappy team means unhappy visitors. So it's so interesting how early you picked that up, because there's absolutely no doubt that any interaction that that visitors have with the team, they know exactly, even if they don't consciously know it, we know what's going on there, and it's remarkable that that how important it is to focus on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and was it difficult to bring this team together?
I wouldn't say difficult. We maybe made the process more difficult because we interviewed every single person in person.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were not only looking for skill. Obviously, you need skill, but we were very high for personality. I'm very proud. I'll share one quick story.
Sure.
We've got a couple of team members here that have become professionals in their trade. But my one story is that I used to live in Hoedspruit. And there was a guy named Lucky. And he was in charge of the vegetable section, of packing the vegetables. And obviously through the years, it's such a small town, you get to actually know everyone. But Lucky always had this big smile and always helped me, whether I was looking for basil, whether I was looking for something. He was always there. And I said to him one day, Lux, tell me a story. And he'd been there for 10 years and same role. And I was like, Lucky, one day when the lodge is getting close to opening, I'm coming to take you and you'll come work with me. And it was a bit of a joke in the beginning, but through the few months that we kept seeing each other, he kept asking. And I said, Lucky, just what do you enjoy doing? He said, no, I enjoy cooking. So I said, okay, come join us. I'll train you to be like one of our exec chefs or head chefs we got here.
Right.
And Lucky's here. Lucky resigned and he came to us, taking the biggest gamble of his life.
Sure.
And I'm proud to say 8 months later, Lucky, as of 2 weeks ago, is officially a chef cooking on his own for guests. So proud moment from our side.
Of course, that's amazing.
Really proud of him.
Absolutely.
So that's what it's about. It's about enriching people, growing people. I think that's such a key here.
That is really, really absolutely amazing. So if you had to describe the vibe in three words, which three words would you use?
Wait.
I know, I'm sorry. But it's just, these are the questions.
The vibe of our camp, of our lodge. I would say friendly, luxury, and adventure.
Nice. I like it.
My personal three words, yeah.
Yeah.
Whether everyone will agree with me, I'm not sure. But
no, it doesn't matter. They're not on the interview. You are. So they can have their own interview. No, that's absolutely amazing. And I am greatly, greatly looking forward. In fact, what we're going to be doing is we're driving down on Sunday, either on Monday or Tuesday. We'll probably do it as a recording as well, because I'm not curtailing a morning game drive in order to talk to our listeners, but I do want to keep our listeners involved.